Now, in this this tape on framing your world, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be going through and making confessions. All of the confessions from all of the lessons, we're going to read those together, and that's going to be the entirety of this tape. And before we start, I'll just inform you of a few things. We're going to read each one of these confessions twice before moving on to the next. And that means you should have your finger right there at the beginning of this. Now, for those of you listening by tape, we'll be making these confessions twice. There are a few categories. We'll be covering confessions over the lost, over finances, over health, over ministry, over self-image, over spiritual growth, and over habits. Now, at the end of reading each one of these confessions twice, we'll pause for about 5 to 10 seconds. And the reason for that is because if you're listening to this by tape and you have a music search capability on your tape player, you'll be able to hit the rewind button and go back to the beginning of that series of confessions if that's what you happen to be focusing on the most at that particular time. So what we're going to do right now is begin with confessions over the lost and concerning releasing revival. We're going to read the verse and we'll make the confession as we go through these. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Son of God was manifested to destroy your works, devil. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your works are destroyed over my family members and the lost in the Miami Valley. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus has spoiled all principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So in the name of Jesus, they are all spoiled in the life of my family members and the lost in the Miami Valley. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Satan, I have been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, you and all your spiritual forces are bound. You loose your hold now from off my family members and the lost. I call my family members and the lost free from all your works. I am calling them into the kingdom of God. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I thank you, Lord, that you are not slack concerning your promise, but you are long-suffering toward my family and the lost. I, like you, am not willing that any of them should perish. Therefore, in Jesus' name, I say they all have come to repentance. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Lord, you have made known your salvation and openly shown your righteousness in the sight of my family and the lost. So I call them saved and righteous in Jesus' name. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. It is not the will of my Father in heaven, nor is it my will, that one of my family or the lost should perish. Therefore I call them saved in Jesus' name. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that my family and the lost believe on you, and they are saved. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. You are faithful, Father, who calls my family and the lost. They answer you, and you do it. You save them. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus, you are the Lord of the harvest. I thank you for sending laborers into the harvest of my family and the lost. I call them reaped and harvested into your kingdom. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? I thank you, Jesus, that laborers tell my family and the lost the words of your gospel, and they are saved. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Lord Jesus, just as the waters cover the sea, my family and the lost are filled with the knowledge of your glory. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Father, I do not fear, for I know you are with me. I thank you that the east, west, north, and south are giving up the lost. The lost are saved, becoming your godly seed, and as your sons and daughters, they are being gathered in. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? In the name of Jesus, my family and the lost believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They are saved, and they overcome Satan, sin, and all that the world has to offer. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you, God, that you so loved my family and the lost, that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, to them. And in Jesus' name they believe on him, they will not perish, and they do have everlasting life. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I praise you, Father, that my family and the lost are delivered from the power of darkness and that they are translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus, you said that if I do not doubt in my heart, but believe those things which I say shall come to pass, I shall have whatsoever I say. Therefore, I say my family members and the lost are saved and set free from Satan and sin. My family is saved. Dayton is saved. The Miami Valley is saved. I say revival is sweeping through my family, through Harvest Church, through Dayton, and through the Miami Valley. I say Jesus is Lord over my family, over Harvest Church, over Dayton, and over the Miami Valley. I thank you, Father, that you are not a man that you should lie. I thank you that it is impossible for you to lie. Your word is truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass away. Your word is truth. I have what I say, and I say that revival is here now in Jesus' name. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Son of God was manifested to destroy your works, devil. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your works are destroyed over my family members and the lost in the Miami Valley. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus has spoiled all principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So in the name of Jesus, they are all spoiled in the life of my family members and the lost in the Miami Valley. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Satan, I have been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, you and all your spiritual forces are bound. You loose your hold now from off my family members and the lost. I call my family members and the lost free from all your works. I am calling them into the kingdom of God. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I thank You, Lord, that You are not slack concerning Your promise, but You are long-suffering toward my family and the lost. I, like You, am not willing that any of them should perish. Therefore, in Jesus' name, I say they all have come to repentance. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Lord, You have made known Your salvation and openly shown Your righteousness in the sight of my family and the lost. So I call them saved and righteous in Jesus' name. Even so, it is not the will of Your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. It is not the will of my Father in heaven, nor is it my will that one of my family or the lost should perish. Therefore I call them saved in Jesus' name. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. I thank You, Lord Jesus, that my family and the lost believe on You, and they are saved. Faithful is He that calleth You, who also will do it. You are faithful, Father, who calls my family and the lost. They answer You, and You do it. You save them. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. Jesus, You are the Lord of the harvest. I thank You for sending laborers into the harvest of my family and the lost. I call them reaped and harvested into Your kingdom. Who shall tell Thee words whereby Thou and all Thy house shall be saved? I thank You, Jesus, that laborers tell my family and the lost the words of Your gospel, and they are saved. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Lord Jesus, just as the waters cover the sea, my family and the lost are filled with the knowledge of Your glory. Fear not, for I am with Thee. I will bring Thy seed from the east and gather Thee from the west. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Father, I do not fear, for I know You are with me. I thank You that the east, west, north, and south are giving up the lost. The lost are saved, becoming Your godly seed, and as Your sons and daughters, they are being gathered in. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? In the name of Jesus, my family and the lost believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They are saved, and they overcome Satan, sin, and all that the world has to offer. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank You, God, that You so loved my family and the lost, that You gave Your only begotten Son, Jesus, to them. And in Jesus' name, they believe on Him. They will not perish, and they do have everlasting life. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. I praise You, Father, that my family and the lost are delivered from the power of darkness, and that they are translated into the kingdom of Your dear Son. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus, You said that if I do not doubt in my heart, but believe those things which I say shall come to pass, I shall have whatsoever I say. Therefore, I say my family members and the lost are saved and set free from Satan and sin. My family is saved. Dayton is saved. The Miami Valley is saved. I say revival is sweeping through my family, through Harvest Church, through Dayton, and through the Miami Valley. I say Jesus is Lord over my family, over Harvest Church, over Dayton, and over the Miami Valley. I thank you, Father, that you are not a man that you should lie. I thank you that it is impossible for you to lie. Your word is truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass away. Your word is truth. I have what I say, and I say that revival is here now in Jesus' name. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I know your grace, Lord Jesus, that though you were rich, yet for my sake you became poor, that I through your poverty might be rich. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. I remember you, O Lord my God, for it is you that has given me power to get wealth, that your covenant of salvation through Jesus Christ may be established in the earth. I have power to get wealth. I have wealth, and I establish the covenant of salvation in the earth. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I shout for joy, and I am glad. I favor your righteous cause. Be magnified, Lord, for I am your servant, and you have pleasure in my prosperity. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, for all my needs are supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. O Lord, you are my God. I thank you that I profit because you teach me how and lead me by the way that I should go. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I seek you, Lord, and I do not lack any good thing. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I thank you, Father, that you spared not your own son, but delivered him up for me, and freely give me all things. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and now the blessing of Abraham comes on me through Jesus Christ. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I thank you, Lord, that you go before me, and make the crooked places straight, and break in pieces every barrier to my progress in your will. You call me by name, and through you I have the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I thank you, Lord, for your blessing has made me rich, and I have no sorrow with it. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as I seek the Lord, God causes me to prosper. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I am faithful to the calling of the Lord, and I abound with blessings. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I thank you, Father, that your divine power has given unto me all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of you, for you have called me to glory and virtue. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, I come to you, for I believe that you are everything to me that your word says you are, and I thank you for rewarding me as I diligently seek you. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I am not weary in well-doing. I faint not, and I reap in due season. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not have any lack. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things are added unto me. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I praise your name, O Lord, for you cause me to eat in plenty, and I am satisfied. You deal wondrously with me, and I am never ashamed. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I am rich in this world, but I am not high-minded, and I do not trust in uncertain riches. I trust in the living God who gives me richly all things to enjoy. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. I fear the Lord, and greatly in His word. I am blessed, and my seed is mighty upon the earth. Wealth and riches are in my house. My righteousness is of God, and it endures forever. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. All of these blessings come on me and overtake me, because I listen to the voice of the Lord my God. I am blessed everywhere I go. I am blessed on my job and in my profession, and in the gifts and callings of God on my life. My checking account and my savings account are blessed. The enemy is smitten before my face and flees before me seven ways. God commands His blessings on all my bank accounts and investments. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. I am blessed wherever I live and in all my ministry. I am blessed with plenty in everything. The Lord has opened His good treasure and blesses all the work of my hand. I am so blessed that I give to many people and I do not borrow. The Lord has made me the head and not the tail. I am above only and never beneath. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God makes all grace abound toward me. I always have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I am willing and obedient to God's will, and I eat the good of the land. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty. For the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. Jesus has made me a king and priest unto God. I have enough to eat and plenty left over. The Lord has blessed me, his child, and I have great abundance. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. I wait upon the Lord, and he gives me all provision. He opens his hand and satisfies all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. I am a steward of the words of God's covenant of salvation, and I prosper in all that I do. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. I obey and serve the Lord because I love him. He causes me to spend my days in prosperity, and my life is filled with abundance and blessings. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is my fortress in battle. He is my shield. The Lord gives me grace, and I am surrounded with his glory. I walk uprightly, and he has withheld no good and perfect gift from me. I am blessed and have all good things. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I know your grace, Lord Jesus, that though you were rich, yet for my sake you became poor, that I through your poverty might be rich. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. I remember you, O Lord my God, for it is you that has given me power to get wealth, that your covenant of salvation through Jesus Christ may be established in the earth. I have power to get wealth, I have wealth, and I establish the covenant of salvation in the earth. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I shout for joy and I am glad. I favor your righteous cause. Be magnified, Lord, for I am your servant, and you have pleasure in my prosperity. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, for all my needs are supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. O Lord, you are my God. I thank you that I profit because you teach me how and lead me by the way that I should go. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I seek you, Lord, and I do not lack any good thing. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I thank you, Father, that you spared not your own son, but delivered him up for me and freely give me all things. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and now the blessing of Abraham comes on me through Jesus Christ. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I thank you, Lord, that you go before me and make the crooked places straight and break in pieces every barrier to my progress in your will. You call me by name, and through you I have the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I thank you, Lord, for your blessing hath made me rich, and I have no sorrow with it. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as I seek the Lord, God causes me to prosper. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I am faithful to the calling of the Lord, and I abound with blessings. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I thank you, Father, that your divine power has given unto me all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of you, for you have called me to glory and virtue. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, I come to you, for I believe that you are everything to me that your word says you are, and I thank you for rewarding me as I diligently seek you. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I am not weary in well-doing, I faint not, and I reap in due season. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not have any lack. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto me. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I praise your name, O Lord, for you cause me to eat in plenty, and I am satisfied. You deal wondrously with me, and I am never ashamed. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I am rich in this world, but I am not high-minded, and I do not trust in uncertain riches. I trust in the living God who gives me richly all things to enjoy. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. I fear the Lord, and delight greatly in his word. I am blessed, and my seed is mighty upon the earth. Wealth and riches are in my house. My righteousness is of God, and it endures forever. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. All of these blessings come on me and overtake me, because I listen to the voice of the Lord my God. I am blessed everywhere I go. I am blessed on my job and in my profession and in the gifts and callings of God on my life. My checking account and my savings account are blessed. The enemy is smitten before my face and flees before me seven ways. God commands his blessing on all my bank accounts and investments. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. I am blessed wherever I live and in all my ministry. I am blessed with plenty in everything. The Lord has opened His good treasure and blesses all the work of my hand. I am so blessed that I give to many people and I do not borrow. The Lord has made me the head and not the tail. I am above only and never beneath. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God makes all grace abound toward me. I always have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I am willing and obedient to God's will, and I eat the good of the land. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty. For the Lord hath blessed His people, and that which is left is this great store. Jesus has made me a king and a priest unto God. I have enough to eat and plenty left over. The Lord has blessed me, His child, and I have great abundance. The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. I wait upon the Lord, and He gives me all provision. He opens His hand and satisfies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. I am a steward of the words of God's covenant of salvation, and I prosper in all that I do. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. I obey and serve the Lord because I love Him. He causes me to spend my days in prosperity, and my life is filled with abundance and blessings. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is my fortress in battle. He is my shield. The Lord gives me grace, and I am surrounded with His glory. I walk uprightly, and He has withheld no good and perfect gift from me. I am blessed and have all good things. Now we're going to be confessing God's word to frame the world of our health. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I praise You for Your words, Father, for they continually produce life and health to all my flesh. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. I thank You for Your word, Father, for You sent Your word and healed me, and delivered me from destructions. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. God's word has gone forth out of His mouth. It does not return void unto Him, and it has accomplished my total healing, which pleases Him. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Because Thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, Thy habitation, Thou shalt no evil befall Thee, neither shall any plague come nigh Thy dwelling. I am dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. Because I have made the Lord my refuge and my habitation, no evil befalls me, and no plague or sickness comes near me. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of sickness. He was made a curse in my place. This is my comfort in my affliction, for Thy word hath quickened me. Father, Your word has quickened and healed me from all affliction, and I have comfort. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Father, Your word has become the fruit of my lips. Your word has healed me, and I have peace. Unless Thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget Thy precepts, for with them Thou hast quickened me. The word of God is my delight. His word has healed me, and I will not perish in an affliction. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. I praise You, Lord, for I called upon You, and You saved me, and You healed me. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Jesus himself bore my sins in his own body. I am dead to sins and live unto righteousness, and by his stripes I was healed. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. I give you all praise, Lord Jesus, for you saved me, and I am saved. You healed me, and I am healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. I thank you, Jesus, that virtue has gone out of you and healed me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. God was with you and anointed you to heal, and your anointing never changes. Therefore, Jesus, I am healed because of your anointing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I bless you, Lord Jesus, and I do not forget the benefits I have in you. You have forgiven all of my iniquities. You have healed me from all disease. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with good things, and my youth, strength, and health are renewed like the eagles. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. I thank you, Lord, for taking away from me all sickness and disease. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Jesus, you took away from me all maladies, anxieties, calamities, diseases, and sicknesses. You used your own strength to perform the labor to bear my anguish, affliction, grief, pains, and sorrows. You were profaned, defiled, and done violence to for my sin, rebellion, apostasy, wickedness, premeditated breaking of God's law, and rejection of God's authority. You were cast down, oppressed, and afflicted to pay the penalty for my perversities, crimes, and depraved actions. The punishment, correction, and discipline for my peace was upon you, and with your stripes you became the physician who mended, cured, healed, and thoroughly made me whole. I call you my healer, Jesus. Because of you, I am healed. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I praise you for your words, Father, for they continually produce life and health to all my flesh. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I thank you for your word, Father, for you sent your word and healed me and delivered me from destructions. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word hath gone forth out of his mouth. It does not return void unto him, and it has accomplished my total healing, which pleases him. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I am dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. Because I have made the Lord my refuge and my habitation, no evil befalls me, and no plague or sickness comes near me. Christ has redeemed us from the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of sickness, for he was made a curse in my place. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Father, your word has quickened me and healed me from all affliction, and I have comfort. I create the fruit of the lips, Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Father, your word has become the fruit of my lips. Your word has healed me and I have peace. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. The word of God is my delight. His word has healed me, and I will not perish in an affliction. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. I praise you, Lord, for I called upon you, and you saved me, and you healed me. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Jesus himself bore my sins in his own body. I am dead to sins and live unto righteousness, and by his stripes I was healed. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. I give you all praise, Lord Jesus, for you saved me, and I am saved. You healed me, and I am healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. I thank you, Jesus, that virtue has gone out of you and you healed me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. God was with you and anointed you to heal, and your anointing never changes. Therefore, Jesus, I am healed because of your anointing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I bless you, Lord Jesus, and I do not forget the benefits I have in you. You have forgiven all of my iniquities. You have healed me from all disease. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with good things, and my youth, strength, and health are renewed like the eagles. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. I thank you, Lord, for taking away from me all sickness and disease. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus, you took away from me all maladies, anxieties, calamities, diseases, and sicknesses. You used your own strength to perform the labor to bear my anguish, affliction, grief, pains, and sorrows. You were profaned, defiled, and done violence to for my sin, rebellion, apostasy, wickedness, premeditated breaking of God's law, and rejection of God's authority. You were cast down, oppressed, and afflicted to pay the penalty for my perversities, crimes, and depraved actions. The punishment, correction, and discipline for my peace was upon you, and with your stripes you became the physician who mended, cured, healed, and thoroughly made me whole. I call you my healer, Jesus. Because of you, I am healed. Now we're going to be confessing the word about framing our ministry. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and calling of God are on my life without repentance. In Jesus' name, I know and operate in the gifts and calling God has on my life. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. I do not think more highly of myself than I ought to think, for I think soberly. God has dealt to me the measure of faith and given grace to me. His grace produces His gifts in my life, and I live by the measure of faith to fulfill those gifts. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I thank You, Father, for Your kingdom coming and Your will being done in my life as You have already planned it in heaven. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Father, I thank You for granting me life and favor. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt Thou compass him as with a shield. I am the righteousness of God, and the Lord blesses me and compasses me with favor as with a shield. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Father, I do not forget Your law, and I keep Your commandments in my heart. They add unto me length of days and long life and peace. I do not forsake mercy and truth, and I find favor and good understanding in Your sight and in the sight of men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. My gift makes room for me and brings me before great men. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. As I go forth and preach and fulfill my ministry, the Lord works with and confirms the word with signs following. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. I am a man approved of God among people by miracles and wonders and signs, which God does by me in the midst of people. Withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I thank You, Father, that God has opened, is opening, and will continue to open unto me doors of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, that I might make it manifest as I ought to speak. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, I thank You for giving utterance unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Thank You, Father, for instructing and teaching and guiding me in the way which I should go. I follow Your guidance, knowing and fulfilling my ministry. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. My steps are ordered by the Lord, and I delight in the way He takes me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I trust in You, Lord, with all my heart. I do not lean to my own understanding. I acknowledge You in all my ways, and I thank You for directing my paths. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Lord Jesus, I have found You, and I have found life, and life more abundantly. I thank You that I have obtained Your favor. In the light of the King's countenance is life, and His favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Jesus, You are my King. I stand in Your light, and I have Your life. Your favor is as a cloud of the former and the latter rain in my life. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I thank You, Father, that people gladly receive My word and are saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They continue steadfastly in the doctrine of Your word, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, in prayer, in praising and worshiping Jesus, in favor with all people, and that You are daily adding these people to our church. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and calling of God on my life are without repentance. In Jesus' name, I know and operate in the gifts and calling God has on my life. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. I do not think more highly of myself than I ought to think, for I think soberly. God has dealt to me the measure of faith and given grace to me. His grace produces His gifts in my life, and I live by the measure of faith to fulfill those gifts. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I thank You, Father, for Your kingdom coming and Your will being done in my life as You have already planned it in heaven. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Father, I thank You for granting me life and favor. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt Thou compass him as with a shield. I am the righteousness of God, and the Lord blesses me and compasses me with favor as with a shield. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Father, I do not forget Your law, and I keep Your commandments in my heart. They add unto me length of days, long life, and peace. I do not forsake mercy and truth. I find favor and good understanding in Your sight and in the sight of men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. My gift makes room for me and brings me before great men. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. As I go forth and preach and fulfill my ministry, the Lord works with and confirms the word with signs following. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. I am a man approved of God among people by miracles and wonders and signs, which God does by me in the midst of people. Withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I thank You, Father, that God has opened, is opening, and will continue to open unto me doors of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, that I might make it manifest as I ought to speak. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, I thank You for giving utterance unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Thank You, Father, for instructing and teaching and guiding me in the way which I should go. I follow Your guidance, knowing and fulfilling my ministry. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. My steps are ordered by the Lord, and I delight in the way He takes me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I trust in You, Lord, with all my heart. I do not lean to my own understanding. I acknowledge You in all my ways, and I thank You for directing my paths. For whoso findeth life, findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Lord Jesus, I have found You, and I have found life, and life more abundantly. I thank You that I have obtained Your favor. In the light of the King's countenance is life, and His favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Jesus, You are my King. I stand in Your light, and I have Your life. Your favor is as a cloud of the former and the latter rain in my life. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. I thank you, Father, receive my word and are saved, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. They continue steadfastly in the doctrine of your word, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, in prayer, in praising and worshiping Jesus, in favor with all people, and that you are daily adding these people to our church. Now we're going to be confessing the word concerning our self-image. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have called upon the name of the Lord, and I am saved. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I have received Jesus Christ and believe on his name, and his power has caused me to become a son of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, and because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I am a child of God, having literally become the offspring of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I am born again by the incorruptible word of God, which lives and abides forever, and I am created in righteousness and true holiness. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. I have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law and from the curse and power of sin. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be made my sin for me. My faith is in Christ. I am found in him. I have been made the righteousness of God. I am not righteous because of good works, but I am righteous because of my faith in Christ. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I am washed, I am sanctified, and I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ loves me. He washed me from my sins in his own blood, and has made me a king and priest unto God, his and my Father. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I am part of a chosen generation. I belong to a royal priesthood. I am a member of a holy nation. I am a purchased possession of God, for he has called me out of darkness, and I dwell in his marvelous light. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God, that I am an heir of God, and that I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I thank you, Father, for you have delivered me from the power of darkness, translated me into the kingdom of your dear Son, made me a saint, and able to be a partaker of the inheritance you gave to Jesus. Because as he is, so are we in the world. As Jesus is, so am I in the world. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The exceeding greatness of God's mighty power that he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead is at work in me. Jesus has been set at God's right hand in the heavenly places. I am raised up and seated in heavenly places at God's right hand. Jesus has authority over all principality and power and might and dominion. I have authority over all principality and power and might and dominion. Jesus is the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and all things have been put under his feet. I am in the body of Christ, and all things are under my feet. Jesus, you are the Son of God. I am a son of God. You are holy. I am holy. You are sanctified from this world. I am sanctified from this world. You are righteous. I am righteous. You are raised from the dead. I am raised from the dead. You died to sin. I am dead to sin. Sin has no dominion over you. Sin has no dominion over me. You are the king. I am a king. You are the high priest. I am a priest. You are Lord of all. I am a Lord. You have all authority in heaven and in earth. I have authority in heaven and earth. You are anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. I am anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. You and the Father are one. I and my Father are one. All things are possible to you. All things are possible to me. In you is the life and the light of men. In me is your life and your light. You came to destroy the works of the devil. I destroy the works of the devil. Angels hearken to your voice. Angels hearken to my voice. You are pure. I am pure. You are the vine, I am a branch. You abide in me, and I abide in you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have called upon the name of the Lord, and I am saved. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I have received Jesus Christ, and believed on his name, and his power has caused me to become a son of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, and because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I am a child of God, having literally become the offspring of God. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I am born again by the incorruptible word of God, which lives and abides forever. And I am created in righteousness and true holiness. For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." I have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law and from the curse and power of sin. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be made my sin for me. My faith is in Christ. I am found in him. I have been made the righteousness of God, and I am righteous because of good works, but I am righteousness because of my faith in Christ. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I am washed, I am sanctified, and I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ loves me. He washed me from my sins in his own blood, and has made me a king and priest unto God, his and my Father. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I am a part of a chosen generation. I belong to a royal priesthood. I am a member of a holy nation. I am a purchased possession of God, for he has called me out of darkness, and I dwell in his marvelous light. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God, that I am an heir of God, and that I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I thank you, Father, for you have delivered me from the power of darkness, translated me into the kingdom of your dear Son, made me a saint, and able to be a partaker of the inheritance you gave to Jesus. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is, so am I in the world. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The exceeding greatness of God's mighty power that he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead is at work in me. Jesus has been set at God's right hand in the heavenly places. I am raised up and seated in heavenly places at God's right hand. Jesus has authority over all principality and power and might and dominion. I have authority over all principality and power and might and dominion. Jesus is the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and all things have been placed under his feet. I am in the body of Christ, and all things are under my feet. Jesus, you are the Son of God. I am a son of God. You are holy. I am holy. You are sanctified from this world. I am sanctified from this world. You are righteous. I am righteous. You are raised from the dead. I am raised from the dead. You died to sin. I am dead to sin. Sin has no dominion over you. Sin has no dominion over me. You are the king. I am a king. You are the high priest. I am a priest. You are Lord of all. I am a Lord. You have all authority in heaven and in earth. I have authority in heaven and earth. You are anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. I am anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. You and the Father are one. I and my Father are one. All things are possible to you. All things are possible to me. In you is the life and the light of men. In me is your life and your light. You came to destroy the works of the devil. I destroy the works of the devil. Angels hearken to your voice. Angels hearken to my voice. You are pure. I am pure. You are the vine. I am a branch. You abide in me, and I abide in you. Now we're going to confess the word toward our spiritual growth. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Father, I thank You for the people of Harvest Church. I pray that You give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. I pray that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened to know the hope of Your calling and what are the exceeding riches of the glory of Your inheritance in them, and that they know the exceeding greatness of Your power toward them according to the working of Your mighty power, which You wrought in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Father, I thank You for Jesus Christ and for my salvation. I pray that You continually give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. I thank You for the eyes of my understanding being enlightened to know the hope of Your calling, the riches of the glory of Your inheritance in me, and the exceeding greatness of Your power to me according to the working of Your mighty power, which You wrought in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and set Him down at Your own right hand in the heavenly places. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Father, I pray and desire to be filled with the knowledge of Your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Through this knowledge, I walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. I am strengthened with all might, according to Your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I thank You, Father, for You have made me a partaker of Your glorious inheritance. I have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Your dear Son, in whom I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with all might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, I bow my knees unto You and ask that You would continually grant unto me, according to the riches of Your glory, to be strengthened by Your Spirit in my inner man. Christ dwells in my heart by faith. I am rooted and grounded in love. You have made me able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so that I am filled with all the fullness of God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Father, I thank You for the grace of God that has been given unto me by Jesus Christ. I am enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, and the testimony of Christ is confirmed in me. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Father, I pray that my love abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. In that knowledge and judgment, I approve all things that are excellent. I will be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. I am filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Father, I thank You for the people of Harvest Church. I pray that You give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. I pray that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened to know the hope of Your calling and what are the exceeding riches of the glory of Your inheritance in them, and that they know the exceeding greatness of Your power toward them according to the working of Your mighty power, which You wrought in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and set Him at Your own right hand in the heavenly places. Father, I thank You for Jesus Christ and for my salvation. I pray that You continually give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. I thank You for the eyes of my understanding being enlightened to know the hope of Your calling, the riches of the glory of Your inheritance in me, and the exceeding greatness of Your power to me according to the working of Your mighty power, which You wrought in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and set Him down at Your own right hand in the heavenly places. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Father, I pray and desire to be filled with the knowledge of Your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Through this knowledge, I walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I am strengthened with all might according to Your glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with glorious. I thank You, Father, for You have made me a partaker of Your glorious inheritance. I have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Your dear Son, in whom I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, I bow my knees unto You and ask that You would continually grant unto me, according to the riches of Your glory, to be strengthened by Your Spirit in my inner man. Christ dwells in my heart by faith. I am rooted and grounded in love, and You have made me able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, so that I am filled with all the fullness of God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Father, I thank you for the grace of God that has been given unto me by Jesus Christ. I am enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, and the testimony of Christ is confirmed in me. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Father, I pray that my love abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. In that knowledge and judgment, I approve things that are excellent. I will be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. I am filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Now we're going to be confessing the Word of God over our habits. And for the sake of time in this tape, we're only going to go through this confession one time. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. I know this, that my old man is crucified with Jesus, and the body of sin has been destroyed, that henceforth I should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can stop all sin through the anointing of the Anointed One, which strengthens me against sin. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, and I am filled, blessed. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. In the name of Jesus, I am not weary in well-doing. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I choose to live according to my born-again life. I do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. I am diligent to seek the things of God, so that I may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. My old man has died with Christ, and I am now alive with the same life he has. Christ has been raised from the dead, and I have been raised from the dead. The sin and death have no dominion over him. Sin and death have no dominion over me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto me. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I am not slothful. Through faith and patience, all of God's promises I have inherited through Christ are manifesting in my life. Self for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Jesus gave himself for me, and I am redeemed from all iniquity. He has purified me, and I am zealous of good works. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Sin has no dominion over me, for the grace of God has redeemed me from the law of sin and death. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given me exceeding great and precious promises in His Word. By them I am a partaker of His divine nature. I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I give all diligence and add to my faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness the love of God in action in me and through me. All of these things are in me and abound, and because of this I am neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.